Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Kaylee Jorgensen is the Director of Face Up South Africa, mental health advocate and registered counsellor. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us and talking to us about very difficult conversation, difficult subject.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I think it is. It's so important that we actually talk about it.
So how do we do that? You know, anyone who lives with a teenager knows that moods aren't exactly stable. Sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're less happy. When do we know, or when do we should we start to be concerned that there might be a greater issue at play?
So it's such an important question, because exactly like you're saying, you know, they are, you know, teenagers are almost at that halfway mark between adulthood and kind of being a child. And we know, just like you're saying, teens can be irritable, they can be distant, they can be moody. But although this could be some stress, because they are, you know, halfway between childhood, halfway between adulthood, they are showing unfavorable behaviors. And we need to be able to just have those conversations with them. So 23.6% of teenagers are struggling with feelings of depression, hopelessness, sadness. And suicide is the second leading cause of death for teenagers aged 15 years and older. So it is, it's a huge problem. But in order to see that, so there's a number of different warning signs. And kind of what I always suggest to parents is focus on what's happening. You know, if you see a red flag of what your child is doing, maybe they are doing something that's reckless or something that doesn't quite fit in with their personality or their character, that's a warning sign. And we need to, you know, have a conversation with them, because every single day teens around South Africa are getting up. They're pretending everything is okay. And they're feeling overwhelmed. They're desperate. They're not coping. So just some of those warning signs, so changes in eating and sleeping habits, loss of interest in kind of their usual activities, neglect of personal hygiene or appearance, withdrawing, almost engaging in risk-taking behaviors, alcohol, substance abuse, you know, saying things along the lines of, I want to go to sleep and never wake up, what's the point of life? And sometimes, you know, kids will say things, and we need to just pay attention to what they're saying, because sometimes, you know, they miss days in school. They don't want to go to school. So that's a warning sign. That's poor performance. Avoiding friends and social life. I've said losing interest in activities. Struggling to sleep. So there's so many. But in terms of that conversation and engaging with them, it's so, so important. And I mean, just checking in with your child, you know, saying, how are you doing? How's your day been? So coming down to their level is really, really critical, because a lot of times teenagers don't feel like anybody understands what they're going through. So if we can almost
If I had a rant for every time I was told that by one of our teenagers, you just don't understand.
Exactly. And it's hard. I mean, parenting in today's world with social media the way it is, it's hard. So I really encourage parents, you know, ask directly. It's absolutely okay. So there's a kind of a method called the ACT.
You're right.
And basically that stands for Ask, Care, Treat. So ask directly. Okay. So parents, don't be afraid to say, are you experiencing suicidal thoughts?
I was going to ask you that, if it's a good idea to do that, if you're concerned. You know, as a parent, you're almost scared that you're putting it out there, that you're giving them an idea. But I guess if that's a reality, if you're concerned enough to ask the question, then I suppose you do need to ask the question.
Exactly. And asking what's on your child's mind, or if they are struggling with suicide, is not necessarily going to put a thought of suicide in their mind. But more than that, they're going to feel, oh my word, okay, I can't talk about this. I'm allowed to talk about this now. And if they're not, they will say, no, I'm not. Absolutely not. So we just need to be calm. We need to listen actively. Try not judge. But asking, you know, are you struggling with suicide? Are you struggling with depression? Because I think one of the most important things is kids also, you know, they're so scared in terms of how an adult's going to react or what somebody else is going to say. So generally they keep these feelings secret because they're so scared of what else is going to happen. So if we are then checking in with our children, checking in, opening up lines of communication, whether they're struggling or a friend is struggling, they can then know that they will come and kind of speak to you. You know, and it is, it's hard for parents.
Right, right. Well, it is, because you ask the question, but you almost don't want the answer.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm.
And but that, once we've got that answer, then we can actually
deal
do
with
something
it.
With it.
Right.
100%.
Right. And what would be the first step if your child says, actually, yeah, I have been thinking about this? What's the first step as a parent?
So first step would be listen. Try and listen without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Show that you care. Almost hear them, reflect what they're saying. You know, I can see that you're really struggling. I understand that. And then get professional help. It is so important. Whether it's speaking to somebody at the school or, you know, that can refer the parents to a mental health practitioner, phoning into Status, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, speaking to a psychologist, a registered counselor, a psychiatrist, any registered health care, you know, somebody registered with the HPCSA, which is really, really important in South Africa. So checking in with a mental health professional, getting that treatment for your child is so important. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad parent by needing to take your child to a psychologist or even take them to a mental health clinic.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean you're a bad parent. We just, you know, life is so difficult today and the teen years are so difficult.
It actually means quite the opposite. It means you're a good parent because you are dealing with it. And unfortunately, it is at 9 o'clock. They're going to have me thrown out of studio, not so sensitively, if I don't end the interview. Katie Jorgensen, director of Face Up, a South Africa mental health advocate and registered counselor. Thank you for talking to us.